This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For a while, back in the mid-20-teens-ish, three little letters were the hottest thing in investing. E, S, and G. Environmental, social, and governance investing. And funds based on those three ideas as a strategy have indeed become a more common option for investment and retirement portfolios. But the bright light that ESG was does seem to be dimming. This fall, for the first time, money managers in the United States closed more ESG funds than they opened. Some of that is a market correction. Some of it's because regulators have started scrutinizing ESG a little bit more, and there's been some political pushback to framing ESG as activism. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains how ESG got here and where it might be going.
In a city as big as New York, there's a club for everything. A handful of people are strolling around a park on Manhattan's West Side. They're with the NYU Impact Investing Alumni Club. Its monthly ESG walks are exactly what they sound like. NYU grads walking and talking about ESG.
A lot of the acronyms I get thrown at me, I'm like, what? What does that mean?
Maya Robinson is 30 and recently graduated with a master's in French studies. She's a writer and editor. And she just started putting a little money in the stock market.
I think I'm just interested in learning about all forms of investing that I can and seeing what can apply to me.
The more Robinson learns, the more she thinks what applies to her is putting money into companies that are proactive about climate change.
It's about like the impacts that your spending or your investing is going to create on like a social and like tangible level.
Originally, socially responsible investing was about avoiding unsavory industries like tobacco. Now, it's about thoughtfully choosing where to put your money. Vitold Henisch, who directs the ESG initiative at Wharton, says ESG started gaining traction in 2015, thanks to Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock.
His annual letter to the companies in which he invests, which is basically every publicly traded company in the world, started shifting the tone and the subject of the letter
to topics like climate and social change. Fink increased the pressure every year. And at the same time, Greta Thunberg and the Black Lives Matter movement were helping spark interest in change. By 2021, ESG funds accounted for 10% of worldwide fund assets. But in the rush to change the world, no one created rules about ESG.
We got a little ahead of ourselves. You know, we all wanted to believe we could get to the climate transition, we could affect societal change, it would be easy. It's not easy.
And because companies self-report their impact, that leaves room for greenwashing and other deceit. Aaron Yoon is a professor at Northwestern who studies how to measure ESG.
ESG is a pretty amorphous concept. Some people say that everything under heaven is ESG, right?
A lot of things can play into ESG ratings. Carbon emissions, oil spills, workplace diversity, employee turnover, child labor. So it's hard to measure. Plenty of financial data groups try. Bloomberg, S&P, and Moody's, they all put out ESG ratings. But how they rank companies is subjective, and they don't fact-check firms' claims.
So we don't even know whether they're just making a promise or whether they delivered.
Yoon says ESG or not, this is kind of what investing is, making guesses on a company's future performance. Still, we're not talking about people doing their best to recycle. We're talking about people making value-based decisions about where to put their money. At the ESG Walk, the club is making its way along the Hudson River. 29-year-old environmental lawyer Melitza Scaro says she understands how murky ESG can be, but she thinks individual investors can influence how companies operate and hopefully make them more responsible.
Sometimes it doesn't seem like that, but if that multiplies and becomes like a huge movement, I'm certain that industries will change.
The hope in the ESG community is that the acronym moves beyond an investment category and becomes a rigorous reporting standard that's federally regulated, that companies disclose their carbon emissions or board diversity right alongside their profits. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.